All right, everybody. Today's theme for No Sugar Added, it's divas then and now. You're joining No Sugar Added with Drotty and Nathaniel. This is WFMO in Medford, and the time is 1:04. All right, get ready for our first lady diva of the day. We have Jennifer Hudson.
In the darkness, I was out in the cold. Seemed nothing could heal this hole in my soul. You reached out your arms to me, held out your heart to me, pulled me back from the edge. Thought I'd reach the end. When I was drowning, when I was so confused, you pulled me through. Oh, was in the shadow. Faith was so hard to find. You gave me my life back. You were my lifeline. The love that you gave me is love that has saved me. Your strength is what made me strong. You had me and I held on.
All right, that was You Pull Me Through by Jennifer Hudson. If you're tuning in now, this is No Sugar Added with Drotty and Nathaniel. And now, quick PSA from our sponsors.
There's something dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp, toxic, or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
All right, thanks for that informative message. And up next, we have Under Your Clothes by the one and only, the incomparable Shakira.
This might sound to you a bit odd, but you remember. Right under your glove, where I find it. Underneath your glove, there's an endless story. Things I deserve. Be such a good girl, honey. Yours of you, I forgot this one place to lie. Because of you, I'm running out of reasons to cry. So funny, you almost don't believe it. Our favorite boys is hanging from the sliding, stamps are hanging from the ceiling. Like a lady tried to have my lips tied up to this
That was an experience. Strad, what do you think? What are your thoughts on that? On that?
Am I on?
Yeah, you are.
Shakira.
Diva or no? Let's play that. Diva or no? Was that a diva-worthy performance? I feel like there's certain divas who every breath, every performance, every time, they make it a diva performance. Whether it's a big, loud song in your face or it's a soft ballad, it's every time. And I don't know if that was a diva performance.
She's like a carefree diva.
All right.
Can Rihanna is a diva?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I think Shakira is like the other like casual
okay.
Latin diva.
Okay. I see you. All right. Up next, we're going to have... I mean, if this song doesn't scream diva, I don't know what does. You'll know it when you hear it. All righty?
Oh, cover out
this time around. I am gonna do it like you never knew it. Oh, I'll make it through. The time has come for me to break out of the shell. I have to shout that I am coming out. I'm coming out. I want the world to know I got to let it show. I'm coming out. I want the world to know I got to let it show. I'm coming out. Coming. I want the world to know I got to let it show.
I'm coming.
I'm coming out.
Coming.
I want the world to know I got to let it show.
I've got to show the world all that I wanna be and all.
All right, John. Diva or no?
Definitely Diva.
Of course. I'm going to say that was like definitely a Diva song. Up next, we have one of my personal favorites. I think she's kind of faded recently, and she's not too popular right now. I don't know. I really, really, really want to imagine. So her background story is she went to this little art school, this Brit School for the Arts in London, at the same time as you might know her as Adele and Leona Lewis. So it's Miss Jessie J, Jessica Cornish. So she did her thing, was making some music. And then at some point, I think it was after her first album, her and Ellie Goulding were in a BBC like radio contest. And Ellie Goulding won and got promoted a lot in the United States. And then you heard Jessie J like twice and then she hasn't come back. But yeah, this is Jessie J, Mama Knows Best. I think this definitely says diva. So let me know. So I'm just going to say, I think that's a pretty diva move on her first album to throw something like that out and to let people know she has the voice. She has not just a voice, she has the voice. Yeah, this next song is definitely disputable as a diva.
Really?
Queen of the Gays, apparently. I don't know. Something about emotion. It's Store by Carly Rae Jepsen.
Looks alike this could be the end.
All right.
So weird.
Okay, I'm going to say not a diva.
No.
Off the list.
Or maybe that was just a bad song.
I don't know. I don't know. Call Me Maybe. But no. Good Time. Not that great of songs. I'm going to say it kind of all hurts. There's that one. I have one song by her that I like. But I'm going to say moving on to the next item. Next up, we have then Miss Leona Lewis. She has a big voice. She has a really, really big voice. Also at the Brit School. So we have Adele, we have Jessie J, and we have Leona Lewis all coming out of the Brit School. So is Leona Lewis a diva? Let us know. If you want to call in, we've never done this on air, but the number is 1-855-915-WMFO. If you want to try calling in, we have never done that before, but give it a try.
We'd be glad to have you.
Yes. Up next, Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. Is she a diva then or now? Let's see.
Was enough and it was all in vain. Time starts to pass before you know it, you're frozen. But something happened for the very first time with you. My heart melted to the ground, found something true. And everyone's looking round, thinking I'm going crazy.
Okay. Thoughts on that? I definitely felt like it was more epic when I heard it the first time when I was like 13.
Yeah, it's like very much a pop song.
It's a very whatever.
That, solid pop song.
This, I feel like this is what, what's her name? Lea Michele Cannonball.
Interesting. Cannonball.
Yeah, she released a song called Cannonball.
I've never heard
that was like the same song. Actually, let's play that next. I'm going to play that next. Let's do, or maybe so, I'll play a clip of it.
Wait, Leona Diva or not?
But I've seen her do epic things. That's the thing. Like, I don't think that was, song. I guess I didn't pick the right song. Like, this was her single that did the most,
it was like
did the best commercially.
First, like, it was like her groundbreaking
song. But that definitely didn't do it for
the
me.
That's
I'm going to play, I'm going to play Lea Michele next. Probably going to fade out halfway through because I can't handle the whole thing.
Yeah, that's a lot.
True, she's a really good actress. She is a great I don't know. It just doesn't translate well to pop music.
Yeah.
Anyways, here we go. This is Lea Michele Cannonball. But you don't want to fly like a cannonball?
Who wants to be a cannonball?
I'm just saying, Leah has feet.
Like if you're in sixth grade and it's summer.
I mean, I guess this was, I can't remember. Do you know if this was during her Glee days? I don't know, but it sounds, okay, my only critique of that is that she's a, I think that she's a lovely person.
Yeah.
Her and Jonathan Groff seem like really cute, nice, kind people. Broadway theater-y person, Jonathan Groff, her best friend. He was on Looking, he was on
Is she like
She basically, I think that actually is her background. She grew up on Broadway, did her thing, probably did go to theater school, and then she was on Spring Awakening and threw a couple of Broadway shows and did Glee. She's a really, I do think she's a sweet girl, has a great voice, but very theatery pronunciation doesn't translate, doesn't map well onto pop music.
Right?
Yeah. She's too well articulated. Okay, now we're gonna, so I'm gonna have to say Leona Lewis, no. Lea Michele, no. Not a diva. Up next, we have a song by I think her name, it would be Mononymous. Mononymous? She only goes by one name, four letters. Do you have a guess?
Cher.
Of course. It's Cher. Enjoy. All right. So perfect. What are your thoughts on that? Definitely a diva. Like, 100%. Oh, that's when I think of diva, I'm like, Cher in, like, a massive feather hat and, like, all of her boas. Like, seven pair of eyelashes. The only person who has more eyelashes on her would be, like, a drag queen. She's, like, commanding the whole stage. That and whole, yeah. You know, I definitely see that. That's definitely a diva. Up next, we don't have just one diva. We have a collection of divas. It's the Weather Girls. It's Raining Men. All right, Dredd, what are your thoughts on that? Are they divas?
Definitely.
I
is
like.
It two?
Yeah, it's two. It's a duet. A duo, four. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to say diva. Like, that's pretty diva-esque. Big, bold statement. Big, bold. Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. Up next, we have a request actually from my mom. Shout out to my mom. Mom, I know you're there. You're emailing me about this.
Mom's it,
to moms everywhere, honestly. Up next is Like a Virgin by Madonna. Undisputably a diva. I don't know what's happening these days when she's still trying to sell stadiums and she's, wow. I don't know.
Is she still a diva?
I'm going to say at least then she was definitely a diva. I don't know about now. Beep, I'm Madonna. Beep, I'm Madonna. That was rough.
I don't know if she's a diva.
Back then? I think that, like, the whole selling out a stadium, like, the world wanting to... I think so. I'm definitely gonna say diva. Well, let's hear it. Let's, before we decide. This is Like a Virgin by Madonna. All right, if you're just tuning in, I'm going to have to fill you in real quick. Step one, you're listening to No Sugar Added, and this is Nathaniel, and that's...
Andrea.
And together we are a crime-fighting duo, but don't tell anyone. It's going to blow our cover.
I can't believe I gave my actual name.
Surprise. I'm kidding. We're not really crime-fighting.
Aren't we, though?
We're mostly just baking and cooking duo. Mostly stews. I'm kidding. What?
Fighting the crime of evil and just general unhappiness.
True. True. And we just bake food to make people feel better. That's how we fight crime. Anyways, today on No Sugar Added, episode 6, if you're tuning in, today's theme is divas, then and now. So we're looking at music from across the ages, mostly pop women, women's pop music. Yeah. And we're seeing who's a diva and who's not. Are they still a diva? That was Like a Virgin by Madonna, requested by my mom. Mom, shout out to you again. And shout out to moms everywhere. Up next, we have Umbrella by Rihanna featuring Jay-Z. Oh. My question is, do you think Rihanna will age like, or her career will age like Madonna did? Or will she be a Cher?
I think she'll be a Cher.
And I'm hoping.
Has, like, a good social media presence.
Like, I'm ready for Rihanna and at 80, like, and, like, being chillin'.
Yeah, she's, like...
70 chillin'?
I don't really care. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
She's already, like, sharing.
Umbrella, featuring Rihanna and Jay-Z.
Cheer! Rihanna! Good girl going back! Take 3! Action! No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And G5s are better, you know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. Took an oath, I must stick it out to the end.
Okay, diva. 100%. There's, I don't need, that's not a question, that's a statement.
Can we play New Rihanna? Can we play Needed Me?
Part of it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
This is like back when she like actually danced in her videos and everything.
Cute.
You know a very new Rihanna.
That's true. That's, and I'm saying like,
she does dance when
I think that evolution is what's really interesting about her. Is like, I'm gonna see her evolve like Cher. Like Cher went through a lot of, there was Sunny and Cher,
yeah,
which is a whole different chair. And then there was like biggest showgirl, big feathers, boas, energy. All right, this is new Rihanna. Listening up, mom. Get with the times. This is the song you need to hear.
Mm-hmm. mother on that beat.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuck. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just in the on the hit list. Trying to fix any issues with a bad. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh.
Still a diva, like, so I have nothing else to say, like, right. Other than, like, still perfection.
This is, like, content diva. But yeah. Also, like, her, like, delivery is diva-ish.
Okay, if we're gonna talk about delivery, I think there are two divas that we have. I'm gonna bring in one of these two next. And it's either Celine or Whitney. When you talk about, they got the voice, they got that stage fright. I really want to see Celine Dion live, because I feel like she's this tiny little French Canadian little woman, and you're like, ooh, who's this little doll? She's like a tiny little doll, and she has a voice. Same with Whitney was not a super tall. Yeah. She was a tiny little girl too, and everyone's like,
she was like big, like gospel singer.
Right, and like Mariah also tiny little girl. I mean, and they got something to them. They got chutzpah. Yeah. This is a long song, but I'm going to play some of it at least. It's all coming back to me now. Celine Dion. Everyone, grab a sweater. Bundle up. You're going to need it. Here we go.
Baby, baby, if I could. forever. Kiss me like that. It was so long ago, but it's all coming back to me. If you touch me like this, and if I kiss you like that, it was gone with the wind, but it's all coming back to me. It's